Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing on this rainy morning? Well, the cloudy morning. I'm enjoying the rain. Yes. All right. Well, I guess we're ready to conclude our looking through spiritual eyes today. And last week, Amanda and John kind of took us to where we needed to finish up at. But let's pray. Here we are, Lord. We're waiting for your word, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to teach us. Okay. Maybe I can need to talk a little louder or get it in the... Randy, they can't hear me too good. Oh, okay. Okay. Is that better? Oh, okay. How's that? Is that a little bit better? Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Lord, we're anticipating your word and your spirit and all that you have for us this morning, Lord, as we prepare for this day to do your will, to hear you. And we're excited about all that you've got for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is our conclusion of looking through spiritual eyes. And like I was saying, John and Amanda took us to where we needed to conclude for this week. On last week with a question that something that was on Amanda's heart, something that the Spirit of the Lord made her think about, and that was, she's not in here right now, but she was talking about, she was remembering those times of whenever she was working at the camp and doing all of these things, and God was moving. She's just seeing God move and do things. You know, those are enjoyable times. And we feel like, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, I'm seeing the move of God and things like that. And then we go to another season where it's more where we don't see, we feel like we don't see as much action going on. Does that kind of, y'all get where I'm talking about? Yeah. So there are seasons whenever God is teaching us so much and we feel like there's not a lot of action going on, but there is. He is equipping us. Praise the Lord. But so I'm going to do a comparison today of Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife? When she looked back, when God was had gave her husband, God had gave Lot instructions to leave and where to go to escape what he was getting ready to do or allow to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. And then we're going to compare that to, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Going to compare that to Elijah and Elisha. In both of these scenarios, they had, you know, had received some instruction. But remember, God looks at our heart. So the heart determines whether we move forward in obedience or that we remain attached to what God is calling us out of. Maybe it's not something bad, but he's moving us to a new season. We don't want to stay in the same season all the time because there's more. We're supposed to grow. We're not supposed to stay the same. Even though it seems all good and hunky-dory and I really like what's going on and, man, this is it, I have arrived. We don't arrive while we're here.
There's a growth.
Yes. Yes, heaven is. Yes.
There's a growth.
Uh huh.
Some grow over decades.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Right there, they're changed. But anyway, I thought I'd point that out. Growth.
Yes, growth. That's the word, growth. Looking through spiritual eyes helps us to grow. It helps us to grow and look more like the Lord, who is our Heavenly Father. That's who we're supposed to look like. We're supposed to look like Him.
One more thing, though. Mm-hmm. Even though it takes some people decades to grow, mm-hmm. even though they have been baptized in Christ, mm-hmm. then they are set. It doesn't mean that they continue sinning, but it does mm-hmm. mean they're going to have battles. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to have some battles. Yes, that's right. That's a promise from God. Hallelujah. So, that's okay. You're fine. So, God looks on the heart, and there are several scriptures. Let's read 1 Kings 19 through 21. Is there somebody that will read that for us? Okay. I think I already got it here. 1 Kings 19. 19 through 21. Yes, sir. I think Andrea's got it.
Mm-hmm. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, while he was plowing with his 12 pairs of oxen before him. And he with the 12, and Elijah passed over to him and threw his mantle on him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you." But he said back to him, "Go again, for what have I done to you?" So he returned from following him and took a pair of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and ministered to him.
Okay, so can you imagine Elisha, there was 12 sets of oxen. I'm just thinking about how, he had all of this was going on, and he was probably enjoying this and everything. But whenever Elijah threw the mantle on him, and he knew it was time to go, but he did, he still, loved his parents and everything. He loved he loved what was going on, but he made a decision. He did say, "Let me go back and tell them goodbye." So, that's a natural thing. I think the question was last time or implied or maybe part of it was that, am I looking back because I enjoyed that season, the prior season? It's natural. But the thing is, what are we going to do when God speaks to us? When we hear God's voice, or we know God's intention and plan for us, we may not have to really hear His voice about something, but we've got instructions from the Bible. That is His word. So we've got the instructions. And way before that, are we going to read His letters to us? Are we going to read what God sent to us? Man, that is so amazing. We can look through spiritual eyes because we read His word. It's right there for us. I'm reminded of Mike when he played that song. We got dust on our Bibles and we got brand new iPhones. There's really nothing wrong with this, but what are we going to do with it? What is our heart? What are we looking at? I've got a Bible app in here, and I'm sure everybody else does too. It actually comes with the app on there. I think it does. Mine's always had it on there when I got it. What are we going to do with this life? Are we going to follow God? It's so precious that God would send, he would inspire his word to come through Paul and everybody and have them to write down his word so that we could read it and go through it over and over and over and over. It's so full of nuggets and jewels that tell us his heart. His heart is in that word. But what are we going to do with it? That's the thing. What are we going to do with what God says? Are we going to look through spiritual eyes with it? And we're going to move forward with it? Or are we going to stay where we're at and just, but you know, stale water starts stinking. You know, it has to grow. It's got to be some movement to it. It's got to keep going. Okay.
Does that, for lack of a better word, go against what Jesus taught about the man who came up and said, what do I need to do? He's, you know, to do this. Follow me. And then he said, well, can I go say bye to my mom, my daughter, and whoever else? Mm-hmm. Basically,
he said that the natural thing. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew his heart.
Okay. Let me go bury my dad.
Exactly. His dad was his dad still alive? You know? It just seems that in that scenario, it just seems that it was a trick. It wasn't his heart. It was a trick. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to wait till my daddy dies. You know. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's depending on that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I know that's a sure inheritance coming from my dad, so let me get that first.
Uh-huh.
So what he's basically saying, I'm not willing to forsake everything that I have, livelihood or namesake and all that to follow.
Yes, the thing is, yes. That's right. That's right. The thing is, it's our surrender to the God. It's our total surrender. And he was counting on that inheritance and different things like that. He's counting on all that. But we've got to truly surrender. And when Lot's wife looked back, I was just thinking about how, you know, they were on their way to what God said to do, where to go, for safety. And they knew this was for safety. This is what I see in this scenario. But I love my family, and I don't want them. God gave them to me, and I do not want to jeopardize their heavenly home. I don't want to jeopardize leading them and guiding them in the right direction and living a godly life before them. I want them to know the Lord. I want them to go to heaven. I want my generations to go to heaven. I don't want anybody lost. And as I was studying that, I was thinking about how Lot's wife, she knew all that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, all the wickedness that was going on in there. And God knew her heart. She was going on with her husband, you know, and family, going on to where God was sending them. But what do you guys think or feel about her looking back? Her grieving, she had a desire in her heart for still longing for that life. I wouldn't want to keep my family in that life. If God had showed me a way out, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much of that might have been due to his relationship with his wife?
Uh-huh.
If she was looking back, she could have been in there saying, let's stay here. Maybe he wanted to leave, but he was an elder in the gates. So it's important who you hook up with.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the importance of a maid being in like-minded because she could have pulled him away if she went on with him.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm, Amanda. Uh-huh.
And they desire to go back to their parents, mm-hmm. even when their parents are not safe people to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in those circumstances, that's the only love that they've ever known.
Yes.
Even to us who may have experienced something different, that love is broken. That's all that they've ever known.
Uh-huh.
You know, and even if Sodom was very broken, if that was the only home that she ever knew,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't call it that in the comparison that I'm thinking, but you know, I can see how there would be a temptation to stay there just because this is what she knows. And even though it's uncomfortable or it's broken or it's dysfunctional, I don't know what's out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know what's on the other side. Those things feel foreign and uncomfortable to me.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And his wife went with him. There was no resistance. I mean, if I were a woman like that, married to a guy like that, and he just wanted to go somewhere, how many wives would give their husbands resistance if they said, let's just uproot right now from Rutherford County and move to Nevada? Because
mm-hmm.
God's calling you there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there'd be a lot of wives looking at him and saying,
huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
Can I add to that over there?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, it all depends on what that husband has built. If he's built a safe place where she feels like she's taken care of, she'll follow him wherever he goes. So it's all about what he's built. Because no matter how you pray, God put him in charge. So I think if she hesitated, because I'm with you, there was a lot that she was leaving behind, that familiarity. But, you know, just to go, I don't know that I wouldn't have glanced back.
We can't because it's a natural thing, but again, God looks at our heart. It's just a second. I'm sorry. We've got John and then Andre and then okay.
The
I'm sorry.
Mentioning the stuff about the kids, they come from the bad homes in an organization, specifically adult children of alcoholics. They have a hard time making it from life of walking on eggshells to a life that you don't have to walk on eggshells. It just feels so uncomfortable that eventually they leave that life of not walking on eggshells. Do you have that story in adult children of alcoholics?
No, I personally don't.
You don't? Okay.
Okay, Andre.
I was just thinking, like, again, with
Uh-huh.
From her perspective, because mm-hmm. the way Amanda explained it, uh-huh. isn't that exactly what we do with Christ? Like, no matter how good your parents were, mm-hmm. there's still no comparison to the love of Christ mm-hmm. and the freedom that you have and how he's never going to hurt you or wound you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's a perfect love.
Uh-huh.
So we all look back at things in our life mm-hmm. until Christ proves himself to us a lot of times.
Uh-huh. Okay. And we'll get, you're next, Jeff. Did y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike.
I think where we're hitting on it, we're right here at it, but I think the gist of what we're looking at is a comfortable, knowing slavery compared to an unknowing, uncomfortable freedom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that comes by the more you know the Lord, the more you step out. You got to step out.
Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. So what they have, the same thing which you said with looking back, the Israelites did the same thing. And but kind of like this week, the Lord gave me a thing about wandering. And the Israelites wandered through the desert because when you're in your flesh, that's what you're going to do. You're going to wander. You're not going to be productive of doing like what you're talking about, of calling on your life. But in the spirit, you will fulfill the calling on your life. And it doesn't take long. So you go quicker. But as long as you're moving in and operating in a carnal mindset of a slave mentality, you're going to wander.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're comfortable.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Can I add something?
Yes.
So, and I can't speak for everybody, but for me personally, when I find myself in a position like Lot's wife, I don't look back at the past to reminisce,
mm-hmm.
to long for, to desire those things.
Mm-hmm.
If I look back, I look back as a position of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for delivering me.
Uh-huh.
And look how far you brought me.
Uh-huh.
If I do glance back.
Uh-huh.
Look where I came from.
Yes.
You know, it's part of my testimony when I speak to other people and say, hey, this is where the Lord brought me from.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can do that for me,
uh-huh.
he can do it for you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's a position of gratitude, mm-hmm. not a position of reminiscing and looking back and, man, I used to kick my heels up and run around and this, that, and the other. It's thank you, Lord, for delivering me, for reaching down and bringing me up from where I was.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
He was blessed because of his relationship with Abraham.
Uh-huh.
They had so much that their people were fighting amongst each other.
Uh-huh.
And he made the choice to split
Mm-hmm.
And so he chose, but it led him
uh-huh.
from the blessing
mm-hmm.
into a place that was not of the Lord. And so, you know, sometimes the consequences that we're walking in
mm-hmm.
is from a choice long ago.
Uh-huh. Yes, because he chose that because it looked better.
Yeah.
Remember? Jeff?
Maybe I'm taking up a lot. It says he was righteous. So God thought enough about Lot to send angels to grab hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
If angels came to my house, grabbed hold of me, I'm going.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. He did. He did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lynn. Yes.
You know, so that's
yes.
The easy part of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we've got the Bible. We've got the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So praise God for this time. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Uh-huh. He made that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He made the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes. Right. Praise God. There is. Uh-huh. Yes. Killing flesh.
It's your life, it's your business, it's everything that you've got to do in the world. You take it away, you give it to God, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nothing without you, but with you, I'm everything, and then I'll prove to say, hey, I'm yours.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
To me, that's the difference
about that, right?
Between Elisha and God.
Uh-huh. So, Amanda, thank y'all. I'm telling y'all, this has been such a good class, a good lesson. Amanda, I was saying that you and John had last week ended us up where we're supposed to start at today with your telling us about, you know, remembering whenever you used to be, you know, you seeing God move in the camp and all that and everything, and you're in another season right now. The thing is, it's what we do with what God has said, what God is doing. It's that doesn't mean that we're not going that we didn't enjoy where God had us or what we were doing, and it, you know, because that was healthy. That was you were walking with God, and then you guys spoke of the places where, you know, maybe somebody didn't have a good, healthy upbringing. It could have been a lot of drugs and different things going on or whatever. And as a foster parent, you know some really harsh stories. And then, Mike, you're talking about where we are now. Hallelujah. You know, we've got the Holy Spirit. We've got God's written word. Man, looking through spiritual eyes, it's what we have the ability to do what God says to do. We have the ability to see what God sees. We've got to keep our relationship with God strong so that we can see what God sees and so that we will move forward. Looking through spiritual eyes helps us to be able to move forward with what God is saying. I just want to, we don't have too much time here, but I just want to do this quick comparison and just a little bit more here, and then we'll be closing. So for we didn't get into Elijah a whole lot like we did Lot's wife, but so Elijah, he followed forward, and Lot's wife looked backward. Elijah trusted God's future, and Lot's wife longed for the past. Elisha stayed committed, and she hesitated in obedience. He let go of his old life, and she remained attached to her old life. Elisha received a double portion, and Lot's wife became a warning example. Elisha focused on purpose, and she focused on what she left behind. Both of them received instruction, that both of them had opportunity, and both of them faced a decision. One moved forward in faith, and one looked back in longing. So with our spiritual, God's word says that my sheep hear my voice, because we have that today. We can hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice and know, and I know them, and they follow me. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Oh, deceiving our own selves by not following what God says. Looking for that bright future, that promise to what he has. Yeah, we got to look at the whole picture of heaven, the whole picture of our children, the whole picture of our grandchildren, the whole picture of our great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and so on. Mike said that a lot of what he had was got was because of Abraham, the promise to Abraham. We are in that place right now. Yeah, we're in that place for our descendants, not just for ourselves or our family that we have right now, but for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grand, all down the line. That's what we got to see. We got to see with our spiritual eyes to know that we're not just living this life for ourselves, but for all of our loved ones. Not just for us, but because of our love for God, because he first loved us, that he gave us this opportunity, that he made all of this be able to be a promise for us. Before he even created us in our mother's womb, he had already had a plan for us. He already had the promises of heaven for us. See, there's something else here I want to. And Elijah, he followed so hard that, you know, Elijah kept telling him to, you know, to leave, because he wanted to go. I just kind of feel like he just wanted to have some time with him and God. But Elisha was like, no, I'm going with you. I'm following you. Because he wanted to learn more
about God. He wanted to learn more about serving God. He wanted to learn. He just wanted to know everything. He didn't want to miss anything. And we don't want to miss anything. And he followed so hard that, remember, he just, whenever, he was there whenever Elijah ascended. He saw the chariots of fire. Oh, my goodness, that had to be a magnificent scene. Yes, he got the double portion. I would love to have that double portion to be able to walk so strong with God. But and we can get it by following him. So Elisha teaches us to pursue God wholeheartedly. God still speaks. He still leads. He's still calling people forward. Can we hear him? What will we do with what he said? And Amanda, if you don't mind, I want to kind of close with some of this. She enjoyed that season, but she's also enjoying this season too. She's embracing what God has given her every step of the way. It doesn't mean that, you know, she's looking back in a healthy way. She knows what God can do. And the things that she is doing now, bringing those little ones up in a godly manner, wow. And a lot of us already have grown children, and now we've got grandchildren. What are we seeing? We're seeing God's promises being fulfilled. Woo! That doesn't mean there's not going to be any struggles, but we keep on looking through spiritual eyes. Keep on pursuing God. Philippians 3 and 13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." We're still on the journey. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And when I say, when it's saying forgetting those things which are behind, it's not meaning that you don't know about those things, that you don't ever, they don't ever pop in your mind, or that you don't hold on to those things because you're holding on to the future. You're grasping out to the future, to what God's, all of God's promises. God has got a beautiful, beautiful, a beautiful future for us all. That doesn't mean it's not going to, some things are not going to be hard. But he's got a beautiful future. So, we could think about it like this. We already see what he's done already. And it's been good. And think about whenever he's taking, now this next season, if we're still living, it's not going to be the last season. We may have another season ahead of us. We may have a few more seasons. Actually, thinking about so many different things, it's like there's so many different categories that we're still going to go through. But knowing what he's already done and got us to where we are right now, man, the things that he's going to do in the next season, woo, hallelujah, that's right. We serve a mighty good God. And y'all know whenever you get those times when it's just like, when he just drops something in your spirit, and it's like, you know, he's got more of that. So much more of that. It's like
your stomach was empty, and you ate and you feel good. You're full now. It's like your appetite is fulfilled. He's got more of those things to give us and show us. More promises. More insight of what he sees. Whenever we look with our eyes, it don't look so good. But whenever we are fully surrendered to him and we take that opportunity to see what he sees, it looks real good. And it's a lot of times it's like, is that ever going to change? But yes, he changed us. We were not always saved, but he saved us. He changed us. And we want a life so intimate with him that we can see what he sees. And when we see what he sees, we know what he knows in those things. Now, we don't want to be God. We'll never be able to fill those shoes, because there's only one God, only ever will be. And he's perfect. But let's keep on looking through spiritual eyes. All right, there's the bell.
See you next week.
I don't think we're going to be having Sunday school next week. Yeah, I don't think we're having it next week. Yeah. So this is the last Sunday school for May.
Did you finish everything you needed to finish?
I think so. And if anybody wants copies of these notes, I'll leave them at the information desk next week. All right, y'all, let's pray. Lord, thank you because we recognize your spirit here this morning. Revealing so much to us, Lord. We're just so thankful. We just give you all glory, Lord, all praise and all honor, for you are so good and you have so much for us, Lord. Help us to be able to see through the spiritual eyes that you've given us, Lord, and not be distracted with things that would try to keep us from walking with you, God. Lord, we just praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank y'all. Y'all taught the class today.